I mean, sure, yeah, they get on the homosexuals, right? But they won't get on that miser who sits in the front row, who's living in his multi-million-dollar house, while there are other people living in houses that are falling apart. He won't get on that guy. You know, you walk out in the parking lot of some of these churches, and they have cars with shiny, you know, they're shiny, and they're beautiful, and they cost six figures, some of them, no doubt, right? They have all this money, and you know what? And what do? They give it to those who have money. The rich love to give to the rich and to make the rich richer. I mean, they give to each other. The rich people go to the rich church where the rich pastor is and they support him. And he lives behind a gate and a fence and it has bars. There will be vengeance. And I tell you, and they know nothing of righteousness. They know nothing of the milk. And though their sins are great. I still pity them. I would rather be where I am than where they are. I would definitely rather be where I am. Though my situation is hard, I feel like for the hardness I go through now, there'll be a great reward in the end. And my situation isn't that hard. I think about people who go through real hardness, right? But then I think about the people who know real softness too. You know? They drive up in their shiny cars, you know. Never mind. They need milk. They need it bad. Not strong meat. Not that they get any of that either, okay? You know, and I don't really make a dividing line, personally. I just go through it as I see what I'm reading, you know? You can mature very quickly on the milk. If you have faith, you can go right in, believe those principles, learn them. We can go right into getting you more, grown up. Get you on solid food as well. And I don't make a big deal about milk, meat. I don't know. You know, he's just using figures of speech to talk about, you know, you need basic things, not, you know, like, to me, an example of like when I said the dividing of sunder of soul and spirit, that's death. That is really a meat issue in the sense of if it's true, it becomes an important part of doctrine, right? But it is not, I'm talking about the last Bible study, but it's not really a milk kind of thing that sustains you early on. You know, things of a lot of doctrines that are important, right? And big, but they're not critical. Like the thief on the cross, he understood the milk of the word. He did. Meat is where you get into a firmer establishment of everything you believe and why you believe it. Of the doctrines of Christ. You know, I think of things like, you know, I think the things he covers in chapter 6 are meaty issues. With the resurrection of the dead. Now, belief in the resurrection is one thing, but understanding all the mechanics of how people die, and the differences of, and things like prophecy and things like, understanding parables, right? And the secrets of the kingdom. And we're about to do that. When we go through the Gospels, I will teach you the parables. I promise you, in ways that you've never heard. And it astonishes me because they seem like very simple stories. And to me, in a way, it's bizarre. The real lack of understanding that there is out there on a lot of these things. And I thank God because I know it's the Spirit of God that gives me understanding. But, you know, you want to talk about interpreting parables, interpreting visions. You want to talk about understanding prophecy. You want to talk about things beyond judgment, mercy, and faith. The mercy of God. The judgment of God. The judgment of God, you know? People say to me, don't judge. That's not what Jesus said. He said, judge not that you be not judged, for with what judgment you will be judged. He's not saying never judge ever. All he's saying is, to avoid judgment, you should not judge. But, understand this, the judgment of God is sure. Meaning, let's say, well, I'm not going to judge anyone for murdering because I don't want to be judged. Or I'm not going to judge anyone for fornicating, so I won't be judged for fornicating. It won't work. God has already judged such things. Judgment is an important part of the milk. Understanding the judgment of God concerning that has to do with sin. And using good judgment on our part in matters of consciousness. And judge not. Withhold judgment when it comes to things that is not to do with the judgment of God. You know? And also the way in which you pass sentence on people and the way you deal with people. That's what he's talking about. Not about like, oh, saying what sin is. What sin is already judged. There's nothing there to judge. Except perhaps something new come up. You know, a good example to me would be like tobacco, I suppose. Something that people should not judge others on, especially if they do it. Because it doesn't have to be a sin. I felt like it was a sin. And I already judged myself on it. So I had to stop. You know? But, now I've been telling people, I think, you know, but honestly, I don't go around judging people for smoking cigarettes. I don't think it's something that I feel like it's bad enough that it's an addiction that I gotta go giving them trouble from it on my end. I mean, do I need to do that? It seems a little bit cruel. All right, but the strong meat, everyone that uses milk is unskillful in the word of righteousness. Meaning, to use milk, what does he mean? It doesn't mean to, I talk about it all the time. But they use milk in the sense of they need it. I mean, they need it, they use it to grow. Meaning, oh, you mean to say that we should stop doing evil and seek to do good? Are you saying, Paul, that we should believe the promise of God? Like, we should believe that it says here, oh, like in Titus, it says we should live godly and righteously in this present world. Are you saying we need to do that? That's what it means to use milk. Where you're actually growing in it because it's a foreign thing to you. You are unskillful in the word of righteousness. He even uses the word of righteousness there. Because it is, and that's the funny part. I don't know if Paul anticipated it at all. But the righteousness is the thing that people most have totally missed out in their milk. The fat is right out of the milk. The calcium is right out of the milk. Judgment is gone. Righteousness is gone. Mercy. They believe in mercy, but they don't even understand how mercy works. I talk about it all the time. I'm not going to bring it up now. Okay? They don't understand how God's mercy, he will have mercy on whom he will have mercy, and whom he will, he hardens. That's a scripture. Romans 9. Whom he wills, he hardens. Whom he wills, he has mercy on.